BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Holly, I'm 21 and I'm from St Albans. You might not know this, but I talk gibberish in my sleep. Anyway, it's now time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills! This week with Nick Grimshaw.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Avicii and Levels on BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
Amazing looking across the studio towards the end of that. And the one that doesn't speak and producer Chris getting on with their work. And then seeing Radio 1's Gary Bounder on a stool behind them, just nodding his head side to side with a little smile on his face. I love you, Bounder. Literally, like, if I could do a noise to represent what his face was doing, it was this. Doopy 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 doop. I love that record, Avicii. It's been a secret love of mine for a while, and I didn't know if it was okay to like it. I didn't know if it was, like, cool or what. I just kept it on the low that I was into it. And then I heard Annie Mac play it on a Friday night, and we were like, oh, it's okay. It's okay, and since then, a lot of my friends have come out to say that I like Avicii. We like Levels, it's okay. Big record, isn't it? Still sounds good on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Holly.
Hiya.
Hi.
Are you okay?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thank you.
What's going on?
I'm just walking to work.
Oh, you sound quite frantic.
Oh, do I? Sorry, I'm a bit out of breath.
Oh, that's okay. So apparently, you sleep talk.
Yeah.
How often? You sound like this is an annoying thing that you're like, yeah, I do. It's really crazy.
Well, no, I do it every night.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you have someone who sleeps in the bed with you? Maybe a partner or a loved one or a pet?
No, I'm on my own.
And they... Do you think that's related to the fact that you talk in your sleep?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I've done it. I went travelling and I was staying in a room of like 8 people and I did it then too.
Every night?
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Wow. And how do you know that you do this? Who alerted you to this?
When I was travelling, my friend Alice, who I went with, she said, oh, I heard you sleep talking last night about spiders in your hair. And then I was like, oh God. And then I forgot about it. And then at uni, someone... said they could hear me through the wall, and so I was like, oh, I might download an app, and then I did, and then I heard it and recorded it.
Oh my God, I need to get this because I think, well, I know that I sleep talk.
Quite good.
Okay, I need it. And we've actually got some clips.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Of you right now.
yeah.
You just want to say that you sent these to us. We didn't sneak into your house last night and record you while she slept.
Yes.
That'd be weird. Holly, first up, this one is called Confused and Lost.
Mm-hmm. Cliff, wait, where the hell? What? I'm so confused. Where are we? Where? What? This way, this way. This way. This way.
So confused. Where the hell are we?
Obviously didn't know where I was.
Obviously didn't know where you were at all, Holly.
No.
Next up, I have Apologetic.
Yep.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Obviously genuinely really
You're
sorry.
You're so sorry. Do you remember these?
No, not at all. And I just woke up in the morning and listened to them.
And you've got no idea what you were on about?
No idea why I'm saying sorry, who I'm sorry to.
Can't remember the dreams?
No.
Oh, my God. Is this a family problem?
No, none of my other family members do it. Just me.
Next up, we have Shock.
Dog!
That's my favourite.
So shocked.
A dog.
What do you say at the end? Because it sounds
dog.
Like... Oh, dog, thank God. Okay. I thought you were saying something else.
Oh.
Dog.
And finally, Holly, we have a great clip to play to millions of people up and down the country. This one is titled Gibberish.
Yeah. Everyone's going to just Alan. Best of friends got a sock tip. We've got one. It's fine. Don't want one. Dun, 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 dun.
Crazy.
I know.
Well, Holly, I hope you get cured. Can you get cured of this?
I don't think so. It's good entertainment.
It is. I mean, it's great for us.
Dog.
Well, Holly, thank you for starting our show today.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I wrote my questions in my phone.
That's nice and savvy and
modern.
Very modern.
Very
2012
modern.
Very going modern. On 13.
Very good. Hello, Katy Perry.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I feel a bit strange right now.
Why?
Well, I feel like I'm being hung by my ankles and there's no more lunch money left
coming
out of me now.
Yay.
I just got in from Australia yesterday and I have major jet lag, so I've been up since 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I went on a very crazy Twitter spree this morning. So for anyone that follows me and woke up to that, I'm very sorry.
What did you do on Twitter?
Well, I asked anyone to post their picture of them wearing the 3D glasses from the movie and I would retweet it.
Okay, how many retweets are we talking?
Maybe 20, just 25.
20. Just loads of angry people on their way to work.
Lots of unfollows today.
Yeah.
But you know,
she's down to 7 followers.
I'm down to 7 followers. I didn't really notice. It was around like the 22 million. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice if I lost about 15. I'm just kidding. That's me being arrogant. Anyways.
Just 22 million to get it in there. But you like being in London, right? You always
seem
to be in London.
I love being in London.
Why
Although
so
it is
much?
July.
And it's gross.
And it's awful.
Yeah.
And it's depressing.
Yes.
I couldn't even bring the California sunshine weather these days. I mean, I was here like only maybe 10 or 2 weeks ago, 10 days, 2 weeks ago, and I played Wembley, and the sun did come out actually for that day, which I was pretty impressed with my powers.
One day of sun. Maybe later today it might happen.
Who knows? I hope.
I doubt
if it rains,
really doubt
hey,
it.
Look, I heard if it rains, you know, on a special occasion, then it's good luck.
Right.
And tonight is the premiere of the movie.
And it's raining. Yay.
Yay.
Best news ever. So I just saw your film.
Yeah. Did you cry?
I did cry.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You're not afraid to say
no,
so.
No, I really did cry.
The radio.
On the radio to millions of people.
Millions.
But it's really good and I really hate films.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I really loved
it. Oh, you're a snob.
No, I just don't like films. I just have no attention span.
Oh, really?
So this is perfect for me because it was like a documentary, which I was into.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's so much to show. It's a very kind of behind-the-curtain type of movie. And I feel like you really feel like you're kind of on tour with me in some ways. And I, of course, left in all those parts where I'm not wearing any makeup and, you know, there's like a fart machine part.
I love that. Because initially you don't know there's a fart machine.
And the first opening shot, you just think I'm letting him rip while I'm getting stretched out for my show.
And I was like, wow, this is all inclusive.
This is real personal.
Wow. She's letting us see
but
her
then,
fart.
But then I hope you guys don't go to the bathroom at that point where before it shows that it's actually coming from a computer. Although, you know, we are all human and we have things like that.
Yeah,
I'm looking around. I'm looking
sometimes.
Around the
right
room
guys?
For support.
Right guys?
Yeah, guys.
Right guys. You'll do it, right guys. But
I'm never gonna date again.
I wanted to be a pop star when I left.
Oh, you did?
I really, really did.
Oh, great. That's what our world needs is another million pop stars.
Yeah.
Oh, I just hope that people are inspired and they see kind of the theme of this movie is very stick to your guns. Be yourself and don't let anyone change you. And, you know, you don't have to fit in. That's kind of the message.
It's a lot of those things.
To
it's
succeed.
Very, yeah, it's very funny. It's inspiring, like you said. It's also quite heartbreaking.
Yeah.
If you had to put it into a genre, what would it be? Rom-com?
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 it would be an event.
Okay.
Can I make that genre happen
right now?
The event
movie.
It's an event.
Yeah.
It's got everything because it's not just a documentary and it's not just like, you know, so a lot of people go in saying, oh, I'm going to see her in her crazy outfits on stage and that's about it. But you get so much more than that. You get like the backstory. You get a lot of exclusive footage that nobody's ever seen of me at 18 doing this interview about who I, where I want to go and how I'm going to get there and what I want to be in life. And it's very strange. It was actually strange when I found that footage. I knew it existed, but I had never really seen it because there was a girl that was kind of documenting me when I first moved to Los Angeles. And I was like, call this woman. She's got a lot of extra footage when we were compiling kind of the whole general movie. And I saw it and I was like, God, this is strange. Mm-hmm. Kind of foreshadowing my future.
Yeah. That's weird. Was it weird watching the movie back and seeing yourself, one, on stage, and then also when you were younger saying, I want to be a pop star and I want to be on stage?
No, it wasn't that weird because I've always kind of known exactly where I want to go or where I wanted to go. When I was 9 years old, I just got, you know, that idea in my head and it's never left me.
Yeah. I feel like I know everything about Katy Perry now.
You don't know everything, but you know enough.
I know everything.
Well, then we need to have you leave this hotel.
And that tour looks so big. It was what, like 17 trucks or something crazy?
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was full on.
It was full on. And you know what's funny is, like, for this movie, I had this seed of an idea in the winter of 2010. And so I had these East London boys actually come out and film everything. And I paid for it all myself. And that was the same thing kind of with the beginning of the tour, is I was paying for everything myself. And, you know, like all the guys behind the scenes, like the guys in suits and my business managers,
yeah,
the frugal guys were like, Katie. And I'm like, trust me, trust me, trust me. It's always been like that for years and years. I'm just like, trust me. They're like, you're going to go bankrupt.
No.
I'm like, no, but it'll be fun. And I had fun on $20 too.
Yeah.
I remember those days. God, I wish I could.
Never. But do you have a favorite place to go? Because you toured the world for over a year. Yeah. Where's like your number one destination?
Well, my number one destination is Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
And you see it in the film because there's a part...
It looks insane. I've never been.
It's oh my God, you
I need
die.
To go.
It's so insane because it's just like a whole nother culture and one that is just so... futuristic. It feels like you're living in Blade Runner, but like a better version, a non-apocalyptic version.
It's like a happy Blade.
It's happy, yeah. And you see in the movie, there's actually, we go to the cat cafe where you can drink coffee and pet cats at the same time. And you have to pay in order to do this service.
To pet.
Yes, to pet cats. Yeah. But
they
it's
like
so
prostitute
fun.
Cats.
Well, I mean, they probably don't like to be addressed as so, but.
Hooker cats.
Hooker cats, maybe. Stray cats. They're probably pregnant.
Yeah, I'd hate it there because allergic to the cat.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, you should get one of those shots.
It's my worst animal. Aww. And do you ever wake up on tour and you have no idea where you are?
Rarely. I would say out of the 124 dates, I woke up and maybe thought to myself, where am I? Three times tops?
Per day.
per day. I was. You know what I don't remember a lot is what day of the week it is.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And I've only said it on stage a couple of times. But I usually let people remind me in big red letters at the end of the stage, today's Wednesday.
Everyone's like, we know.
I know. Everybody's like, why do you say this out loud? Well, I'm just about to sing last Friday night. So, you know, we're talking about days here.
Yeah. So
you know,
it's last
I tie it in.
Wednesday.
Where were you last Friday night?
What do you do when you get back off tour? Because it must be so insane to have that lifestyle of traveling the world and having cameras in your face and performing.
You have a full-on meltdown.
Do you? No. I mean, it's really weird.
It's kind of strange because you do go, okay, well, when's the car coming?
And Where's catering?
Yeah. What's happening? Why aren't the costumes pressed?
Where's my mic?
Where's my glittery mic? No, you just adjust as with everything, you know, and my wheels continue to keep turning. They never, ever stop. So like, for instance, this movie has become such a big thing. I didn't know that when I was shooting it, it was going to be this mega.
Yeah.
So it's become pretty mega, and you know, there's like 3D glasses and things like that. So
yeah, I didn't have them on for about the first 10 minutes of the film, and I thought, why have they?
You're an anarchist.
They were like, what? Well, not by
You're
choice.
You're a snob and an anarchist.
I just forgot, and I was like, why is this so fuzzy? And then my friend was like, psst, it's 3D.
Yeah.
I was like,
I want to make a fuzzy film.
Yeah, it's really arty.
It's 3D. You have the best seat in the house, especially for people that could not come to the concert last year. They either A, couldn't get a ticket or couldn't make it. I've made it so that I took the best parts of the show and you almost can smell me.
Yeah. What's your best bit of that concert? I like the black outfit and the extraterrestrial dance.
Oh, the crazy. I don't have the best dance moves. That's going to be in a DVD extra about my mom moves. but yes, that is the cat suit. That's where I turn naughty.
That's
naughty
good.
Kitty.
Is there going to be a sequel?
Is there going to be a sequel?
Yeah.
It might be strange to have a sequel.
It could be just like you at home, like a Big Brother style, like
right?
Katie's about to wash up. Katie's brushing her hair.
Wow, this is in 3D.
Yeah, wow. She brushes. Katie, it's lovely to see you.
Nice to see you.
Good luck with the movie.
Thank you.
And I'm hyped for the sequel.
Okay. Me too, now that you've put it in my mind.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. There you go, that was Katy Perry and me having a little chat yesterday in our hotel room. Nice to glance through to the live lounge during that and see Radio 1 worker bee, Gary Pounder, just staring at the computer screen with a look of lust in his eyes. I was like, it's quite good this chat, isn't it? And he just said, she's so hot.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So that was nice to hear from Katy Perry. You also could have watched it. Is it going to be like up for a little bit? It is. Oh, amazing. Are we going to like keep repeating it?
No.
Okay. Yeah. It's just continuously on the Radeon website, and it's going to go up soon. You just did like finger movement. I just guessed. It's on all the time, fingers. It'll be up soon on there. So if you missed it and you want to watch Katy Perry's face, then you can. Why does she look better than me, even though she just arrived from Australia and had really bad jet lag and had been up for 15 hours before she'd done the interview? I look like I've just arrived from somewhere. I look like I've just crawled out of a bin next to her. She looks so clean. It's because she's rich, though, isn't it? That's why, once you get rich, clean face. We didn't take a picture of me and Katy Perry. Usually I'll say, go and check out the picture we've put on the Radio 1 Facebook page, but we didn't have time, did we? Because when we finished that interview, it was about 5 to 1, and we were on air at 1. So we had to run across London, and we got here a little bit late. After the show yesterday, actually, I went upstairs for a little wee, ran into Limla, who works in the management office, and I started talking to her, walked into the big management office, and Big Boss Reese said, good show today, I liked it. I said, yeah, apart from being late, everyone in the management's like, sorry, what? I was like, oh, nothing, don't worry about it. They're like, well, we missed the first half hour because we're in a meeting. I was like, they were like, 20 minutes late, and like people started typing like that. I was like, 20 minutes late, they were like, oh, really? We missed that. I was like, it went really quick, the show today. And they were like, yeah, because you missed the first half of it. It's Katy Perry's fault.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Greg James.
Yeah, man. You all right, then?
Yeah, I'm good, Greg. How are you?
Pretty good.
I was really hoping, we spoke off air.
And it sounded like this because we were eating a cake.
And I really wanted you to have cake in your mouth for the remainder of our conversation today, but it's gone.
Oh, it's all gone. It was the catering here, the canteen at BBC Scotland is amazing.
I can't wait till we move to our new Radio 1.
Mm.
Don't care about it being glass and fancy. It's got a 24-hour canteen.
It's going to be the best thing ever.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
It will be so good.
If I want a jacket potato at 3:13 a.m, that's happening.
Well, even when you're not working, just pop
on the way home. On the way home, yeah.
It can be like our new kebab shop.
Oh, it really can.
with our BBC pass, we're in any time of day.
Hey, come in here, guys. Hey, sorry, Benji B.
It'll be the new chicken cottage.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, how are you doing? How is Scotland?
Scotland is delightful. And we had a good night, a really good night last night.
What happened last night?
just hanging out with the family.
Yeah, this was quite full on, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah?
It was definitely full on, but that is not a bad thing. We had a family, the Barr family, uh-huh, from Glasgow. Ailsa was the mum, Alan's the dad, Lindsay's the girl, and Graham was the boy.
The girl, the boy, the son and daughter. Yeah.
And we just had a really good night. It was Ailsa and Alan's 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So they let me sort of gate crash their party.
I would, if I was Ailsa and Alan, I'd be a little bit annoyed.
Well, no, they were. That's what I said. I went,
wait in the dining room.
I wouldn't want me to turn up.
Yeah.
To my 25th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
And they were loving it. They were all for it. They were like, they were encouraging their daughter to send the email yesterday.
Oh, good.
So they tidied up the house, got some champagne in.
Oh,
perfect.
Amazing. Oh, real nice.
But it was the weirdest thing was that it wasn't weird. Because it was, we just kind of settled into the house nicely.
It's not what they said. We spoke to Lindsay, who you stayed with last night.
Oh, yeah.
And we asked her a few questions. Can you guess what she said to these following questions? So first up, Greg, we asked her, what most surprised you about Greg? What do you think Lindsay said?
I don't know. Probably, I mean, people always, whenever they meet me, they always say, oh, didn't realise you were that tall.
Mm-hmm.
So height, I reckon.
Height. I got that at the weekend. Someone said, you're much fatter and shorter on the telly.
That's because that's their widescreen going wrong.
Thanks for that. So you're saying height. Hmm. Okay, we asked Lindsay, what most surprised you about Greg James? This is what she said. What were you most surprised about with Greg James?
Honestly, I was really surprised to see him just down a whole bottle of whiskey to himself, like, throughout the evening, the whole bottle.
Wow. Wow, that's inappropriate. It's kind of inappropriate.
Whoops.
Yeah. In someone else's house.
That was the dad's whiskey cabinet.
Wow. That's intense. One bottle of whiskey.
And I found the key.
Wow. That's full on. One bottle of whiskey and then on radio the next day?
Yeah, that's normal, isn't it?
Serious. Radio 1 in the 90s. Shout to Sarah.
Oh, that's all right.
Next up, we said, we asked Lindsay to see if her mum and dad were happy to have you there. What do you think the real talk answer is?
Well, the real talk answer, well, it should be, unless they're an amazing liars, was that they were very happy to have me there and I was a polite and lovely and entertaining guest.
Were your mum and dad happy to have him there?
So-so. I mean, my mum was really quite upset when she found him trying on one of her dresses, like raiding the wardrobe.
So that's weird.
Oh, yeah, this is what's going on, is it?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Why did you do that? I know you like to cross-dress.
Yeah, well, you know.
We've experimented with this before in Radio 1, but not in Lindsay's house. One night. I suppose you'd add the whiskey, though.
Well, that's it. I mean, with a bottle of whiskey, I don't know what you're doing. I imagine, I've not seen the photos yet, but I imagine I was grasping the empty bottle whilst trying to get in a dress.
Yes. She said something about harness. As
singing a Scottish song.
Yep. She's going to post her video later on, she said. Just once you've left her house.
There is Scotland, the brave.
It's going up soon. Were you quite a good guest then, do you think?
I think so. I was polite, we had a laugh.
Because it's always hard when you're in someone else's house whether to be too entertaining or if you think, oh, I'll just be quiet because it's, you know, it's their special day. Did you balance it out well?
I think so. Well, I took the lead from the mum because Ailsa, she was bringing the lols.
Was she?
Yeah, she was amazing.
Is she going to be on the show?
Hopefully.
Amazing. Hopefully
new co-host.
Amazing.
She was really good. So we just took the lead from her and she was all over the place. So we just kept going.
You didn't do anything weird, did you?
Well, I mean, I didn't, but I was part of something weird. And that was when I came down to say goodnight to everyone after I'd just spoken to Hugh on his show.
Uh-huh.
On your show, on his show. Your show, his show. And
we're sharing it.
I came downstairs in my onesie and she went, oh, it looks like there's room for two in there. Oh. So unzipped it. And I went, you know, I'm pretty much naked in here. And then she just jumped in.
Who, the mum?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Photo of that on Twitter. Definitely.
Wow. That's intense. So, and how did Lindsay take that?
Surprisingly well.
Yeah.
And the dad is in the next room.
Well, it's very modern.
Mm. Liberal family.
We asked Lindsay, was there anything that Greg did to make you feel uncomfortable? What do you think she said?
I think she honestly would have said not much, but I'm not sure what she said in this situation.
He did walk around the house completely naked for most of the morning, made it quite uncomfortable for everybody.
Wow. It's inappropriate again.
Yeah. I'm sorry. They said make yourself at home, and that's what I do when I'm at home.
You do?
Yeah.
Often when you're in the office here. Yeah. And finally, we got her to record a little message for you. Because we said, you know, now that Greg's left, it must be quite sad because he's been in your house. He's been a great guest.
Been in a bed.
You've been in a bed, yeah. You've been in a onesie with a mother. And we said, do you miss him? And she was like, yeah, I do miss him. She sent you this message, Greg. And is there a message you'd like us to pass on to Greg after last night's sleepover?
Yeah, if you could just... I mean, my dad's wallet's gone missing. We've, like, turned the house upside down looking for it. So if you could maybe just check and make sure that he's not accidentally taken it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great.
Not accidentally.
Don't think so.
No?
Don't think so. Although I do have an abundance of Scottish £20 notes this morning.
Yeah. Get rid of them before you come back to London. No taxi driver likes them.
Oh, they do. They confuse the hell out of everybody.
Yeah. I'm like, they're real. Is Scotland exists? They're like, nah. Sorry, mate. Not to me, it don't.
Who's that?
That's a London cabbie.
It was Dick Van Dyke. Hello, Mary. Can I see your chimney, Mary Poppins?
I'm Adele. My voice hurts. So what's happening now? You're on the radio in about an hour.
On the radio at 4.
Yes.
And we've got loads of highlights. Loads of real, honest highlights from last night.
Whiskey drinking, cross-dressing, wallet stealing.
That's me. You know me. And then, so that's from 4 o'clock today with all that, all the family, all the bits from last night, all the breakdowns we had in the bed last night, late at night, just going, why are we, what is this? This is so weird.
It's very weird.
It was a good night, really nice night.
What about tonight? Do you know where you're staying yet?
No idea.
What time do you actually find out?
Well, at 8:30, whenever I'm on the phone to Zane, and I'm taken out of the... I'm bundled out of the fun bus with a blindfold, and then
No
need to be blindfolded.
Yeah.
But I've got over that now. So, and we just get pushed to the front door, and then we go in, and that's when I find out.
Are you going to find it normal when you come home and then you have to go to your own house? Or we're going to have to pass you around Radio 1 staff with a blindfold on?
I'm going to really miss it. I said last night I will still be ringing Hugh or you when you're back on your show just to say goodnight.
Yeah. No, you're like, leave me alone.
No, I'll go, all right, just to say I'm in my flat. Yeah, boring. Goodnight, Greg.
Yeah. There's a video of me in my own bed. saying this isn't weird.
So highlights from 4 o'clock today, and we'll find out what's going on, and we'll get some clues as to where I'll be going as well, I imagine.
Okay, amazing. I'll be locked.
Keep it locked. I reckon it'll be a prison today.
Oh my god, that would be fun.
They're gonna make it weird for us.
That would be really intense, wouldn't it? I'm in Glasgow prison.
It would make great radio, and that's what we're doing.
It really would. Greg, nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Greg.
And we'll see you at 4.
Goodbye.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. I've just seen the picture from last night. Greg just texted me. It's really inappropriate. Go and have a look at it. I think it's on the Radio 1 Twitter page, probably, or it'll be on the Radio 1 Facebook page. Last night, I thought he was exaggerating a little bit. He was wearing his little onesie, which I think maybe he can't wear tonight, because that's 3 nights on the trot. He's been sleeping in the same outfit. So maybe tonight, give it a wash, Greg. But he was wandering around the family home last night, in that, just going to bed, like, probably naked underneath, or at least in a boxer brief, I'm guessing, I don't know, thong. And the mother climbed in with him. I thought, oh, she can't have really got in, she probably just put a leg in. No, she's actually in it, and Greg looks traumatised. Have you seen this picture? I'll show it to you now. He's actually traumatised in it, and naked. I can see his nipples. It's really full on. I message him back going, wow, that's super inappropriate. He looks terrified. Actually terrified. Poor Gregory. Mum's loving it though, isn't it? Look at backing into it. The Scott Mills Daily.
ASAP
Rocky Goldie, that is my big thing, playing that every single day this week. Does that make you feel a bit gangster when you hear that song, Christmas?
I would never feel less than gangster, really, as you know.
Oh, so go.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
We're going to play... Oh, sorry. I just get carried away whenever I hear it. We're going to play Oh, What's Occurring. We have Becky. We have Chris Smith off of the news. We're going to do a special game. I don't know if we've played this one before. We've never played this one before. It's a real good one. Instead of guessing who's that tweeting or the comments game, we have a whole new game to play today, which is guessing the celebrity that has made a workout video. So we'll give you the title of the workout video. You have to name that celebrity.
This is a fix already. Becky loves celebrity workout videos.
I've got a whole shelf of celebrity workout DVDs, yeah. I love them all.
Oh, wow. Well, you're going to win then, aren't you?
They work really well.
I'm totally going to win. The closest I got to a celebrity workout is because I started running because Chris Moyle said I looked a bit fat.
Oh.
He didn't even record it on a DVD.
No. Would you like him to record that? Just repeat it?
Yeah.
You look fat.
Keep me motivated.
Okay, Smooth Talking Danny's going to be the voice of the DVDs. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Grimmy.
Can I have that smoother?
Hi, Grimmy.
Not creepy.
Yeah, no.
Okay, let's have the first DVD.
Fat Blaster.
Fat Blaster. Who do you think would call their workout DVD?
Well, we don't even get like a clip from it. It's just from the title.
No, just from the title. Oh, you what? Fat Blaster.
You Fat Blaster. Oh, no. I don't know. I'll go with Moyles.
Moyles?
Has he got one?
Has he got one?
I don't know.
He should have done one.
Should have done one, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he's going the other way now.
It's out for Christmas.
Yeah, you need to release them like November time,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, or maybe that's what he's been doing. He has been busy.
They're all released on Boxing Day because you've like had Christmas and then you rush out to the shops to get it.
And you've had 14 Ferrero Rocher boxes.
I sometimes watch them when I'm just eating. Do you do that? Just sit there. I always watch diet programs or read diet books when I'm eating.
Yeah.
I eat a tub of ice cream.
That's true.
Fat Blaster is Jennifer Ellison.
Jennifer Ellison?
Yeah.
Off of Scouse.
Great knowledge, it's true.
Oh!
I only saw that because I went in to buy Jerry yoga the other day and that was also on offer.
Okay. Yeah. Did you get Fat Blaster?
No.
No, okay. So, Becky, you got 50 Scott Mills points.
What's
there.
Fat Blaster retailing at?
About £3 at the moment.
Is that like in the works?
Yeah, it's definitely in the works. It's on its way out, Fat Blaster. I used to do my mum's Rosemary Connolly tape with her in the 90s. She used to do it, and my sister used to do it, and I go, surely I can join in as well. And my dad would say, please don't.
You're looking good in it, though.
Yeah, thank you, Rosemary. Next one, please, to me, Talking Dan.
Totally Fit.
totally fit.
Totally. Totally
Chris
fit.
Chris Smith, who do we think?
Is it someone off The Only Way Is Essex?
That's so generic, that one.
Totally fit.
It's not a Davina one, though. I know that much.
I was going to say Davina.
I don't think it is.
Do you think Davina's made loads of money out of exercise videos?
Yes.
Do you think I should make an exercise video? Well, I'll work out first the and then do it.
The Hollandaise diet.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
Oh,
maybe it'd make us rich.
It's got to be a soap star. It's not Christine Blakely. I don't
does
know.
She have one? Guess.
Yeah, she does, yeah.
I think we can
everyone
have more fun.
Have one.
We'll have more fun just getting Becky to name all the diet DVDs she knows.
Oh, I don't know. A generic soap star.
Generic soap star.
It's Mel B.
Oh.
Totally fit. Then lunch. Put your arms over your head like that. You look totally fit.
Mel B. You got it wrong. Next one, smooth talking Dan.
Then and now.
Ooh. Because results.
Oh, I know this one.
Any ideas? Now. Then and now.
Is it Tony Robinson from Time Team?
Doing the grapevine for 90 minutes.
Maybe. It's like the Saxon diet.
Tony Robinson, you're saying?
Just
Becky?
Flint arrowheads for lunch?
I say Claire Richards, but I don't think it is. Oh, no, I don't know. I'm going to.
No
idea. I've got it. I know that much.
You've got it at home?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
A whole shelf. I've probably got about 30.
30?
It's always the fatties that have the most exercise DVDs. You never see thin people with exercise DVDs, do you? You just don't. It's someone who's lost about 5 stone.
It's Natalie Cassidy.
Oh, Nat Cass. Okay, let's have one more on Smooth Talking Dan. Have you got Nat Cass's?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It is good, actually, yeah.
I think I'd have hers. If I had to have one. And I do. I definitely need one. Dan.
Celebrity sweat.
Yeah. Celebrity sweat. Becky, let's start with you. Yeah. Celebrity sweat. Who do you think that could be?
Now, it's going to be an American.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a British person wouldn't call it that. I reckon it's an American singer, but I can't think who.
Okay. Do they have had to have been fat at some point to have done them?
It helps, but sometimes just hot people do them.
Yeah, because Davina was never a chunk, was she?
Is it?
I love that everyone's head just like, no, she was not.
She wasn't.
Always fine.
Well, she listens. Is it Courtney Love?
Courtney Love.
Yeah, you never know.
Some celebrity skin to celebrity sweat.
Wouldn't recommend her method of weight loss.
No, yeah.
You just stay out for like 11 days. It'll fall off. No water ever.
And then she could do another one about putting the weight back on again.
Yeah. And then another one. Going the other way and another one and so on.
The answer was Nelly, of course.
Nelly? Off of hip-hop rap.
Mm. Really?
Nelly? Are you sure?
I can't see him doing the grapevine, can
I
you?
I can't.
Says Nelly.
Nelly?
Is it like Nelly Furtado? Actual Nelly.
With the plaster.
Yeah, Nelly with the plaster, off of Nelly and Kelly.
Okay.
Okay. So have you got that one, Becky, now?
No. I wasn't very good at that. I only got 50 Scott Mills points for the whole game.
I know. Oh, well. Maybe next time. You should have a look at them on your shelf, because you got 30 of them. You would have won. Any more?
I've got more if you want.
Let's do one more.
One more. Yeah.
That's going well.
It's never ending.
Yeah. Come on. Let's see if you can get any points, Chris Smith.
All right.
The urban workout.
Oh. Oh. Urban workout. Have you got this, Becky?
No.
No? Surely that would be a standard for you. Urban, I'll take it. Chris Smith.
No, start with Becky.
Oh, Becky. Who does the urban workout?
Patsy Palmer.
Patsy Palmer off of EastEnders.
Is it Plan B? Ill calories.
Break it to us.
Somewhat surprisingly, it is Patsy Palmer.
Patsy Palmer, the urban workout bucker.
I may have lied, but I said I didn't have
it. Oh. And what happens in the urban workout?
Just the sort of same as the others, but okay. More urban music.
What's urban about Patsy Palmer? Does she go, the most urban she's been is going on a city break.
Yeah, I don't know. She'll be like lifting diamonds and guns in the video and whatnot. Well, guys, thanks, Blaine. Thank you, Becky. Thanks, Chris Smith.
Hated that.
Thanks, Smooth Talking Dan.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for playing, Chris.
I hated that.
BBC Radio 1. BBC